And he works it across half court here. Crowell comes out of the right wing, takes the basketball. Back to the basket, working against Holmes. And now Smith balls down against Hepburn. They work it around. Wide open is Klesmit for three on the right wing. And he got it to go. Klesmit with a trio, and it's 16-11 Badgers.
Wide open, came off a screen. Usually when you set a really good screen, you're going to get open.
Flyers with the basketball. Blakeney flashes on that left wing. Kicks it back out on the right side to Elvis. Works it around. Holmes with it now. Top of the key, Blakeney working against Ilver. Now Holmes for a three over Crowell, and it's no good. Too strong. Klesmit clears the board for the Badgers, going the other way. Klesmit picks up his dribble, trying to feed Crowell. Crowell on the left block, extended. Kicks it back out to Hepburn, right of the circle. Back into Crowell. Seven-footer leaves it for Hepburn. Back out to Crowell. Wide open for a three. Crowell too strong. Davis with the offensive glass, though, for the Badgers. Fresh shot clock for Wisconsin. Hepburn again to Crowell. This time on the right block extended. Working against Holmes. Back to the basket. Dribbling. Left-handed baby hook. Rims around. No good. Kamara clears it out for Dayton. Here come the Flyers the other way. Smith across half court. Crosses over on Hepburn. And now steps back and tries to reset. Nearly taken away, but he's able to throw it as he's falling to Kamara on the right side. Kamara working it inside on that right block. Spinning on Hepburn. In the corner to Blakeney for three. Too strong. And Crowell comes down to the board for the Badgers. 6 minutes remaining first half. It's a 16-11 Badger lead. Hepburn to Crowell. Klesmit coming off the screen, puts it on the floor, driving inside, and now nearly throws it out of bounds. Davis will save it, but saves it into Smith. Smith has two on two, kicks it into the corner to Elvis, driving baseline. And now he will find R.J. Blakeney, who misses off the rim. And the Badgers have it, and Chucky Hepburn wants to slow things down. Hepburn, pull-up jumper for two on the left side. That's no good. And Kamara comes down with it for the Flyers. Up ahead to Smith. Leaves it for Kamara, trying to feed Holmes underneath. And Klesmit comes from the help side and knocks it away. It'll stay with Dayton.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. When Dayton's trying to lob the ball from the top of the key, it's got to be somebody from the weak side coming over and helping, because the big guy on the big guy can't do it.
So Smith will inbound here. Omsiel is in for Dayton as well. Get it in here to Kobe Elvis. Gives it to Smith. 15 to shoot on the shot clock for Dayton. Kamara with the top of the circle. Now leaves it for Elvis. Here's Omsiel from the right wing for three, and he got it to go over the top of Jordan Davis. 16-14, a two-point Badger lead. Esiejan back in the game. With the basketball, working against Elvis, spinning, left, block jumper is blocked by Elvis, and he comes away with it. Here comes Dayton the other way. Elvis nearly lost the basketball, and now throws it away into the hands of Jordan Davis in the corner. All right, Badger's going to slow things down.
Slow it down, run something solid. Last couple times down, early shots, not very good.
Davis, free throw line jumper. That's off the side of the backboard, no good. Here comes Dayton up ahead. Omsiel for three in the left corner. That does not draw rim, but offensive glass goes to Holmes. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line. He wanted a push. He is not going to get the call. It's Badger basketball after the turnover by the Flyers.
He's gotten a little bit ragged here the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Probably more Dayton's pace than Wisconsin's pace.
Isaac Lindsay coming in for Chucky Hepburn.
So Lindsay comes into the game. Chucky would get a quick breather here before the under four timeout. Trying to manage his minutes and his workload a little bit here with this full court pressure. Want him on the floor as much as you can. Lindsay will work against the pressure and get it across half court. Esiejan comes and takes it to him. Takes it from him, rather, on the left wing. He's working against Elvis. Feeds Gilmore inside, working against Omsiel. Still has a dribble to use, puts it on the floor, finds a cutting Wall, and Wall with good body control is going to be called for the charge.
I don't buy that one.
But Tyler Wall Can't believe it. And that looked like a tough call from down here. That's his second personal foul, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Before we do that, 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers with a 16-14 lead over Dayton, 3:56 remaining here in the first half. We will step aside and be back with the conclusion of the first half after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 16-14. Wisconsin leading Dayton, 3:56 remaining first half. Andy, what's been your thoughts so far on this first half?
Well, it's been physical. It's been aggressive. I think there's been some times both teams have probably played a little faster than they needed to. You get a little loose with the ball when you do that. But all in all, it's, you know, it's just a typical hard-nosed fought game right now.
It'll be Dayton basketball as we come out of the timeout. Badgers have Lindsey, Gilmore, Davis, Crowell, and Asijan on the floor currently. Malachi Smith brings it across half court to Elvis on the right wing. Amsil works it around to Shavum Johns. Now Smith driving, picks up his dribble. Shavum Johns driving on the left side, going up against Asijan. He falls down. Basket falls just shy off the rim, and Asijan comes down to the rebound for the Badgers.
Yeah, good defense by Connor. Stayed in front of him.
Lindsey with it. Now Davis to Crown. Was open for three. Passes it up. Feeds to Gilmore. Cutting underneath the basket. Trying to work against Kamara and leaves it just shy. Kamara comes down to the rebound for the Flyers.
Not a good shot that time, even though it's close to the basket.
Here's Elvis driving. Back out Kamara. Extra pass. Right wing. Smith. Too strong. Crow comes down with it for the Badgers. And Lindsey will walk it up the floor for Wisconsin. 2:53 remaining first half. It's a two-point Badger lead. Crow pops out in the corner. Finds a cutting Lindsey off the glass with the left hand for two.
That's something that Coach Garter's had these players work so hard on this year. Trying to set some screens. Get some back cuts. Get some easy baskets.
2:35 remaining. It's a four-point Badger lead, 18-14. Malachi Smith, left wing to Shavum Johns on the top of the key. Now Amsia. Now Smith looking to Kamara. Looks on the right side to Elvis. Extra pass to Shavum Johns for three. That's left short. And Lindsey will get the rebound for the Badgers. And again, he'll just slow things down. And the Badgers will get into their half-court set here. Lobbing it underneath for Crowell, who is open, and a goaltending will be called against Dayton.
They ran this, looked like the same set where the last time Crowell went to the wing. This time he faked to the wing. The guy went with him wide open, as easy as can be.
20-14, Badgers with a six-point advantage.
Yeah. Chucky back in, Connor coming out, Lindsey going from point to two guard now.
Smith's going to walk it up the floor. 2 minutes remaining first half here. It is a six-point advantage for Wisconsin. Trying to finish this first half with a flurry. Elvis with it right wing. Now Holmes with it at the top of the key. Nobody out there defending him. And he'll hand it back up to Smith, who resets the offense with 10 to shoot on the shot clock for the Flyers. Driving around a screen from Kamara. Gets it to Holmes on the right block extended. He will pull up over Crowell and leave it short. And Jordan Davis with a rebound for Wisconsin. Hepburn bringing it up across half court for the Badgers. Finds Crowell at the top of the circle. Now Davis open for three. It's a deep three and it's in and out. No good. Elvis comes away with it for Dayton. Elvis into the front court. Kamara puts it on the floor one time. Amseel with it. Now left side Smith. He's open for three. Hepburn was closing out quickly. Left it short. Offensive glass to Kamara. The putback no good. And the Badgers come away with it. 60 seconds to go in the first half. It's a six-point Badger lead, 20-14 over Dayton. Davis gives to Gilmore on the left wing. Now Lindsey back to Hepburn. 10 to shoot on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Hepburn setting up the offense. Driving. Left elbow. Turnaround jumper. Left short. Bounced around. Davis nearly had it. Now Gilmore fighting for it. Gilmore has it. A jump ball is called.
Great job by Carter Gilmore. Diving on the floor. Got the ball as he was trying to dribble it out. It will be their possession, I believe.
It is Badger possession, so it stays on this end.
35 seconds to go.
35 seconds to go and 20 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Good hustle play by Gilmore, and Greg Gard is going to take a timeout and make sure they run what they want to run on this inbound with 35 seconds remaining. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi. And also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. So a six-point advantage, chance to really go into the locker room with some momentum if you can get something done with this offensive possession right here, Andy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to be able to score here and get a stop at the other end, it's been a little ragged at times, but it's been so physical, and I think that's what's caused some of the ugliness of the first half. It hasn't been as smooth as it can be sometimes. But all in all, we've seen a bunch of Wisconsin players make some nice players on defense, guys on the floor rebounding hard. Dayton is an awesome rebounding team, and they all go to the board hard. Our guys have hung in there and done a good job.
It'll be Hepburn to inbound it underneath for the Badgers. He gets it into Jordan Davis. Davis picks up his dribble into the corner. Lindsey has it. Now right wing. He'll put up a quick three, and he buried it. Isaac Lindsey for three, and it's the biggest lead by far of the half for the Badgers. They lead by nine, 23-14. Shot clock off. 18 seconds remaining. Malachi Smith with the ball across half court for Dayton. Anthony Grant letting him know what he wants. 10. 7 seconds remaining. Amseel, and now a foul is going to be called against Chucky Hepburn, who was trying to fight through the screen.
Wisconsin had one to give. That was a smart play.
No argument from Chucky. He was shaking his head in agreement immediately. So 6 seconds remaining here in the first half. Chavum Johnson comes in for Dayton, and now Anthony Grant wants a timeout to talk over this inbound play with 6.3 remaining in the first half.
Wisconsin has yet another foul to give, so I'd anticipate they will foul within a couple of seconds of the ball getting inbounded.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 23-14, Badgers with a 9-point advantage. Talked a lot about how it hasn't always been pretty, but what has been pretty has been the defensive effort from Wisconsin over the course of this half.
It's been terrific. They're basically switching 1 through 4, so any of the movement on top of our guys are switching. Dayton likes to get stuff off of high screens and get guys cut to the basket. They haven't been able to do that. There's only been a couple of lobs. So all in all, they've really done a great job with the game plan so far on the defensive end.
We saw a little bit of that early, and then the adjustment was made, and they haven't been able to solve that riddle since. It'll be Amsiel to get it in for Dayton.
Crowell is off the floor to protect him, not getting a foul in the last 6 seconds.
Jonathan Johns comes and takes the basketball, 5 seconds, driving. Gilmore will foul, and that was done on purpose to give that foul and make them inbound it again with 4.1 seconds here on the near sideline right in front of us. And it'll be Amsiel again that will do the inbounding for Dayton. A 9-point Badger advantage, 4.1 seconds remaining first half. They get it into Chauvin Johns. Two, find Holmes, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Max Klesmit. Looked like his feet were set.
But he was inside. He was inside the circle. Be a one and one.
Klesmit asking for a clarification, and he's okay with the explanation he was given, and that's exactly right, Andy, of what happened there. So with 0.7 seconds remaining, Holmes will go to the free throw line, and Crowell's going to check back in. Holmes, who's been quiet today, just 2 points on the afternoon. Front end is off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Klesmit, and that's how the first half will end. Badgers ending it on a flurry, and they lead by 9 as we go to the locker rooms. 23-14, Wisconsin over Dayton. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Back with you from the Battle for Atlantis here in Paradise Island, Bahamas, on the Atlantis Resort. What a great week this is for all the teams that have a chance to participate in this tournament. And the Badgers feeling good about the first half right now. They lead by 9 over Dayton, 23-14. Of course, Dayton, a very good team. This was the preseason pick in the Atlantic 10 Conference to start the year. And a 24-win team a season ago, but the Badgers playing very good defensively in the first half, Andy.
Well, I think the big key to this team is that Coach Gard has talked from day one. They're going to have to play defense. They're going to have to get after it. And everybody's bought into that. I mean, even guys who aren't particularly into the defensive end of the court have bought in. And they're getting... You knew you're going to have 100 minutes out of Chucky and Tyler and Steven. Now you need another 100 minutes. And how are those going to be divided up? And Isaac Lindsay coming in and giving 4 or 5 great minutes in the end of the first half. They can trust him. They know what he's going to do. He's going to be able to play some point. He's going to play some off guard. So, you know, it's going to take everybody. And Coach Gard has really preached that from day one. And the guys have bought in. And, you know, you don't hold a good team to 14 points very often in a half. And Dayton is really a good team. They just haven't been able to make some shots.
We have plenty more of the halftime show coming your way. The SBA halftime interview and so much more. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine. So be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobil 1, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobil 1 at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
I have been in people's houses on Thanksgiving morning before the fire trucks have left because Grandma forgot to turn the cranberries off. Nobody's fault. It just happens.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And then we'll be in their kitchen, putting things back, boarding windows up, winterizing the house, making sure everything is good as quickly as possible. We've been there Christmas Eve, been there New Year's Eve. That's kind of the way we do business.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Hey, put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 23-14, Badgers over the Flyers here at halftime in the battle for Atlantis. The winner gets the Kansas Jayhawks in tomorrow's winter bracket game. The loser will have NC State on the loser's side of the tournament. Should be a fun week down here in the Bahamas. We've got plenty more coming your way here at halftime, so stay with us. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hurry into Menards and save during our last 11% off in 2022. Stay safe this winter with Rain-X Silicone Supreme Windshield Wiper Blades. They're proven to last twice as long as traditional wipers and will not crack in the heat or freeze in the cold. Now's your last chance to get 11% off. Good in-store through November 23rd or online through November 24th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Badgers with a 23-14 lead over Dayton. And let's listen in to how the first half sounded. Gilmore with it now. On the left wing, top of the key, Crowell. Hands it off to Asijan for three. Asijan knocks it down from the right of the circle, 7-5. Wall, now Asijan coming off the screen. Step back three. Connor Asijan buried it. The freshman putting on a show in the first half. Now Smith balls down against Hepburn. They work it around. Wide open is Klesmet for three on the right wing. And he got it to go. Klesmet with a trio, and it's 16-11 Badgers. Davis picks up his dribble into the corner. Lindsey has it. Now right wing. He'll put up a quick three, and he buried it. Isaac Lindsey for three, and it's the biggest lead by far of the half for the Badgers. They lead by 9, 23-14. And that is your halftime score. Badgers over a very good Dayton team here in the first day of the Battle for Atlantis. We're back with more. We'll take a look at the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming when we return after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Back here with you at halftime, the Battle for Atlantis here in the Bahamas, and the Badgers with a 23-14 lead over Dayton. Time for the Ho-Chunk Gaming first half stats. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. When you look at the stats, Andy, what is standing out to you right now?
The fact that Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, and Chucky Hepburn had 2 points, and the Badgers are ahead by nine. That's shocking. But the bench, our baby-faced three-point assassin, got 11. And Isaac Lindsay came in and got five at the end, really gave him some five or six great minutes at the end of the half. So all in all, it's going to take everybody, and they're getting it from some places they didn't really expect.
And you think about 4 minutes and 16 seconds off the bench from Isaac Lindsay, 5 points, an assist, no turnovers against full court pressure. This is a Dayton team. This is a top 25 team 10 days ago. I mean, this is a team getting votes in the top 25 right now. People expect them to be right there.
I think before the end of this year, they could be a top 15 or even a top 10 team, because they're going to win a ton of games once they get into their conference. Their record's going to be really, really good. And, you know, who knows what this three-game stretch down here would do an awful lot to where they're going to end up the year in the rankings.
Badgers with 16 points off the bench. Big-time story in this one here early on. A half in the books, another half to go. Badgers with a 9-point advantage here in the battle for Atlantis. Badgers and the Flyers, this is game two. This is the Badgers side of the bracket, the second game of it. Of course, Kansas defeated NC State earlier today by a final score of 80-74. So if the Badgers can hold on, they get the defending national champs tomorrow. If not, they'll have NC State, who showed themselves well here today in that game against the Jayhawks. We got more coming your way. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here at halftime, just about ready to get the second half underway between the Badgers and the Flyers. Big Ten versus Atlantic 10 here this afternoon. The preseason pick in the Atlantic 10, the Dayton Flyers. And, of course, the Badgers, the defending Big Ten champions. And you have that trio back in Chucky and Steven and Tyler. And when we talked a little bit about it, Greg Gard trying to find out what he has beyond that trio of returning starters. You can now probably say you got at least four, because Connor Asijan has really proven that he's going to have a big role on this team, whatever that might end up being.
And Max is a huge portion of this team, because he does so many little things that we've seen out of the Josh Gossers and the Zach Showalter type players that we've had at Wisconsin over the years. But all in all, it's a team that needs to play together, and they did that in the first half. Defense was spectacular.
Second half underway. Malachi Smith and the Flyers moving left to right from our broadcast position here courtside in the Bahamas. Smith gives it to Daron Holmes at the top of the key. Holmes hands it back off. They give it to Blakeney, top of the key. Left wing now to Smith. Holmes with it on the left elbow, extended, working against Crow. Picks up his dribble, kicks out to Kamara. Six to shoot on the shot clock. Smith in the corner now to Blakeney, and his three is no good. Climbs up over the backboard and out of bounds, and it's Badger ball.
20 really good seconds of defense.
It's been a defensive clinic so far from Greg Gard's bunch against another team that prides itself on some great defense. Badgers break the pressure beautifully. Jordan Davis in the corner for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. And Kamara comes down with the board for the Flyers. Smith leaves it for Elvis. Back to Smith, top of the circle. Picks up his dribble. And Kamara feeds to Elvis. Back to Kamara. Working against Wall on the block. Kick out to Elvis. Right of the circle for three. Too strong. Blakeney gets the board. Now inside to Holmes. Squares up on Crowell. Tries to put a shoulder into him. And it's going to be a foul on the floor. Whistled against Stephen Crowell.
Yeah, Stephen got a little bit off balance there. And Holmes is smart enough just basically to run into him and get the call. Smart play.
Crowell with his second personal. Something to watch. Get it into Elvis. Working against Klesmet, spinning in the paint, and the jumper's good from about 7 feet away. 23-16 Badgers, 7-point advantage. Hepburn working it up the far side of the floor against Malachi Smith. Crowell now on the right wing, gives it to Wall, who flashes high. Now lobs it underneath, does Hepburn, to Crowell, but he lost the handle on it. Working against Holmes. Little baby hook with the left hand, and it goes.
Beautiful move by Steven. A little fake off his left shoulder, went back to the left hand over his right shoulder. Beautifully done.
Here's Deron Holmes with it for Dayton at the top of the circle. Hands it off to Elvis. Driving, now kicks back out to Smith. Penetrating into the corner. That's Blakeney with it. Back out top of the circle to Elvis. 15 to shoot on the shot clock for Dayton. Elvis working against Tyler Wall. Crosses him over, drives in the paint. Klesmet stuck a hand in there. He's going to be whistled for a foul. So Max Klesmet with his second personal foul.
Two quick fouls on the Badgers.
It'll be Flyers basketball underneath. They lob it into Holmes on that left elbow. Now he will give to Blakeney. And Smith flashes out on the left wing to take the basketball. Inside to Holmes, working against Crowell. Back to the basket. Nearly taken away by Hepburn from behind. And they're going to say that Holmes stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and it's Badger basketball.
Great job by Chucky going down and doubling him up. Got his hands on the ball, and Holmes stepped out of bounds.
That health defense has been big here this afternoon for the Badgers. Working against that pressure, they get it into Hepburn. 25-16, a 9-point Badger advantage. Hepburn works it across half court, left side Tyler Wall. Now Crowell pops out, takes the basketball in the corner. Hepburn for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Kamara clears it for Dayton, up ahead to Malachi Smith. He wants to run. To Kamara, driving the paint, left side with the right hand, whistle against Tyler Wall. That's his third. And so the big's in some foul trouble here for Greg Gard. That's going to be something to watch.
That really hurts. Tyler's going to have to come off the floor. Carter Gilmore is coming in.
And Badger's going to have to ask for some big minutes out of Gilmore here in this second half. So Kamara shooting two, going to the free throw line here. Two for six on the season from the free throw line, but he knocks down the first one.
I would think that they talked at halftime in the Dayton locker room about being more aggressive, going to the basket a little bit harder, and it looks like they've come out with that mentality.
They have much more of an attack mentality for sure. Second free throw from Kamara, left-handed shooter. It's on the way. It's good, so he knocks down both. It's a 7-point Badger advantage, 25-18, 17-29 remaining, second half. Klesmet with it as the Badgers break the pressure. In the front court. Now Hepburn has it. Crowell pops high. Takes the basketball at the top of the circle, working against Blakeney. Now here's Hepburn on the left wing, working against Deron Holmes. Crowell setting a screen. They'll switch, and Blakeney picks him up. Hepburn driving in the paint. Fade away. Jumper rolls around and in from the left elbow.
Off the wrong foot. Fading away. Beautiful shot.
27-18, back to a 9-point advantage for the Badgers. Kamara with the basketball, driving on that left side. Back out to Holmes, now right side, Malachi Smith. Leaves his feet and kicks it out to Kamara. This is a deep two, and it rolls around and out. And Hepburn gets the rebound for the Badgers. Badgers have numbers, up ahead to Klesmet. Driving against Elvis, leaves it for Crowell, and Crowell can't get it to go. Climbs up and over the rim, knocked out of bounds by the Badgers. And it's Dayton basketball. Chris Hodges checking into the game for Stephen Crowell, who will take a seat.
Went up fairly soft with them. That's one of those I think he could have dunked, and right now he's probably wishing he would have.
Flyer basketball. It's a 27-18 lead for the Badgers. 16:34 remaining, second half. Smith gives to Holmes. Now left side Kamara on the left side of the circle. Elvis now extended out to Holmes on the right side. Elvis, left elbow, buried the jumper. 27-20. It's a 7-point Badger lead.
Created a little bit of space with a push off. Got away with it. Elvis is really a good shooter.
Hepburn working against Smith. Brings it across half court. 16 minutes remaining in the contest. Hepburn driving. Goes baseline. Trying to leave it for Hodges. Taken away by the Flyers. Up ahead, Elvis. Elvis pull up for a transition three. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Looks like it was last touched by Gilmore. And it will be Dayton basketball coming out of the timeout. A little more pace to this one in the first segment of the second half. 15:52 remaining. It's a 27-20 lead for the Badgers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Ben.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 29. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 42. Overcast again tomorrow night, lows level off around 26. High temperatures reach up to 38 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 46 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And WEA member benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 27-20, Badgers with a 7-point advantage after leading by 9 at halftime. 15:52 remaining in the game, but the story right now, Badger big guys in a little bit of foul trouble.
That's a huge story. It's going to be a really important few minutes here. Carter Gilmore and Chris Hodges on the floor. Chris has really improved dramatically since he came on campus, but he doesn't have a lot of game experience, so this will be important for him.
Fire basketball as we come out of the timeout. Liam Seal to get it in for the Flyers, and Elvis comes out and takes it just beyond half court. On the inbound, and Elvis has the basketball working against Connor Asijan, driving against him, floating off the back of the iron, no good.
Chris Hodges came over to give a little help defense there.
Here come the Badgers the other way. Hepburn leaves it for Jordan Davis. Now Asijan pops high to take the basketball at the top of the key. Left wing, Hepburn working against Malachi Smith, and an offensive foul whistled against Chucky Hepburn. They'll say he pushed off with that right forearm. He doesn't like the call.
Academy Award winning Smith on that one.
So a turnover on the Badgers, and it is Dayton basketball. Smith walking it across half court for the Flyers. 15:23 remaining in the game. Hepburn picks him up right at the top of the circle. Smith gets by him. Holmes in the paint. No good, but he's fouled. Holmes tried to get an off-balance shot off as he was cutting in a nice feed. Smith, but
Chris
Holmes
Hodges
will go to the line and shoot too.
Chris Hodges did grab him in there.
So Hodges with his first personal foul. And Holmes' free throw is on the way, and it is good.
Holmes, big-time recruit. He was a recruit out of the year when they went 29-2. Top 40 player in the country.
Gilmore will take his seat, as will Hodges. Second free throw is good by Holmes. So a 27-22 lead, a 9-point lead down to 5, and on the inbound, Kamara knocks it away. Wall back in the game, so watch him with 3 personal fouls. And Marcus Ilver's in the game as well for the Badgers. Ilver will do the inbounding here, and the Dayton fans starting to make some noise on their end of the floor. Ilver gets it in to Tyler Wall. He's asking the Badgers to clear it out. He'll work against Kamara. Pass is tipped, but it gets to Ilver. Ilver had Crowell up ahead, but didn't feed him. Chucky picks up his dribble. Crowell pops out of the right wing, takes the basketball, hands it back to Hepburn. Hepburn back to Crowell at the top of the circle. Hand off back to Hepburn. In a little bit of trouble. Finds Wall, left wing, for 3, and that's off the front of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound as Ilver knocks it away, and Hepburn comes away with it for the Badgers in the Dayton backcourt.
Great hustle play by Ilver.
Hepburn on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Ilver for 3 at the top of the circle, and it went in! Marcus Ilver, 30-22, Badgers by 8.
We saw Marcus last year have a lot of confidence early in the year, then lost it as the season went on. He's regained it. He's been really good in practice. 2 big plays in a row.
Smith leaves it for Holmes in the paint, and he'll dunk it home. Pace picking up here. In the Bahamas, it's a 30-24 Badger lead. Wall gets it across half court, and he's pushed out of bounds.
It sure is a great advantage to have your 4 player and Tyler Wall being able to handle the ball so well. He can match up on another big guy, and he's going to beat him up the floor 90% of the time.
Kamara whistled for the foul, his 2nd personal, and you're right. Tyler Wall's been looking for the basketball. He wants to bring it up the floor right now because he knows he can beat Kamara off the dribble, and he can get it across. It'll be Wall to inbound on the far sideline in the front court. Gets it into Hepburn. Hepburn, a little shake, puts it on the floor right side. Now gives to Crowell with his back to the basket. In between the elbow and the block. And a foul goes against Dayton. This will be Deron Holmes, his 2nd personal. Badgers leading by 6 here.
Steve did a really nice spin move in there where all he could do is grab him.
Chucky going to inbound it underneath the Badgers basket. And a foul now whistled against Malachi Smith. And Anthony Grant is going to get tapped. He's going to get teed up. And he was asking for it. He had come all the way down to midcourt, clapping his hands at the official, and now he's still letting them hear about it. But you can see that coming. And the Badger bench is asking, what are we doing here? So a technical foul assessed to Grant.
And how about this confidence, Coach Guard? The baby-faced assassin has taken the free throws.
So here's Connor Asijan. The personal foul that led to it was on Kobe Elvis. First free throw from Asijan is good. The Badger fans making noise. The Flyer fans making a different kind of noise right now. 2nd free throw is good from Connor Asijan. He's got 13 in this game.
He did hit the rim on the last one. That's the first one of those.
Breaking news. 32-24, Badger basketball underneath after the technical foul assessed to Anthony Grant. Chucky Hepburn on the inbound. Rises up, the jumper no good. Offensive glass to Crowell, and the putback off the glass for 2.
Big,
it's a 10-point Badger advantage, their biggest lead of this game. Malachi Smith driving and fouled from behind by Chucky Hepburn as he tried to reach in there. And for Chucky, that's going to be personal foul number 3. So some foul trouble here, though, for Wisconsin. And Isaac Lindsay's going to check into this game for Hepburn.
Chucky's trying to be so physical on Smith. He just got caught that one reaching in a little bit.
10-point Badger lead, 13:36 remaining. Dayton basketball underneath their basket. They get it into Deron Holmes. Now Elvis takes it from Holmes and gives it off to Kamara, top of the circle. Right wing, Amseel finds Holmes back to the basket, driving with that left hand. He goes up and over Crowell, who can only do so much with those fouls.
He's got to be careful.
Crowell has 2, does not want to pick up his 3rd. Isaac Lindsay works it across half court. It's a 34-26 Badger lead. Crowell, left wing, pops out, throws it away. He was looking for Wall, who was flashing underneath.
Well, you don't see a pass like that from Steven very often. He's such a good passer for a big guy. Missed Tyler by about 4 or 5 feet.
8-point advantage. Dayton basketball, 13:09 remaining. Elvis brings it across half court. Driving on Lindsay, gets in the air, and somehow that one will fall, and the foul going against the Badgers. So Elvis with an and-one opportunity right here. Well, he got elevated off the ground and somehow was able to maintain enough body control to get that one to fall.
Dayton was settling for a lot of threes in the first half. They're going at the rim every chance they've got right now, and they put the Badgers on their heels, and they're getting some fouls called.
8 points now for Kobe Elvis.
7 fouls already for the Badgers.
34-28. The and one is good as well from Elvis. He's got 9. And it's a 5-point Badger advantage, and that full court pressure remains for Dayton as Wall will clear it out. He's going to work against Kamara and bring it across half court himself. Leaves it in the corner for Asijan, and Asijan stepped out of bounds.
Okay, Wisconsin needs to calm things down here a little bit. Carter Gilmore's coming in for Tyler.
So Wall will come out. Gilmore back in there. So you got Lindsey Gilmore, Asijan, Ilver, and Crowell. The only starter on the floor right now is Crowell. Elvis will bring it across half court for Dayton. It's a 5-point Badger lead. Working against Lindsey. Gets a screen. Lindsey fights through it nicely. Now back to Kamara for three. That one too strong. Offensive glass, though, to Amsiel, who goes up and over. Gilmore rolls off the rim. No good. And Crowell comes down to the board for the Badgers. Gets it to Gilmore, who leaves it for Lindsey, who's working against Sharvam Johns. And works it across half court. Crowell pops the top of the circle to take the basketball. Now leaves it for Gilmore. Crosses over. Gives to Ilver. Driving. Baseline jumper. That's too strong. Elvis has it. He wants to run. Shot of Johns. Back out to Elvis on the left wing. Amsiel trying to set a screen on Asijan. Asijan goes over the top of it. As Elvis setting up the half-court set. Right about at half-court with 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Shot of Johns. Top of the key, Holmes. Just 6 to shoot. Elvis driving. Crossover, step back, 3, and that is good. Wow. Kobe Elvis getting hot. He's got 12 in this game. It's a 2-point Badger lead. 11:32 remaining in the second half. Lindsey brings it across half court. Flyers in the middle of a run right now. Lindsey, step back, 3. Isaac Lindsey, no. Kamara gets the rebound. Flyers going the other way. Here's Elvis. He is feeling it right now. Ilver is defending him. He's at the top of the circle. Crosses him over. Crosses him over again. Driving up off the glass. No good. Tipped into the hands of Crowell. So a big stop there for the Badgers.
Badgers need to run some time, run a play, get settled down. They've been a little bit out of control here.
10:52 remaining in the game. Lindsey gives it to Ilver. Now Gilmore with it. Right side, Asijan. Asijan feeds Crowell on the right block. Skip pass into the corner. Ilver for three. Oh, his second one of the day! Marcus Ilver with a couple of big shots off the bench.
But that time they worked the ball around. They moved it from one side to the other side. He was wide open. You just can't come down and fire it in the first 6 or 7 seconds.
37-32. It's a 5-point Badger advantage. Elvis to Kamara. They get it to Shotham Johns. Back out Kamara, left wing for three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Asijan.
That's who we want shooting that one.
37-32, it's a 5-point Badger lead. Lindsey driving, off balance, floater from the left side, no good. Crowell tried to get the rebound, knocks it into the hands of Kamara. Elvis up ahead, Kamara. Knocked away by Gilmore, and Kamara loses the basketball. Lindsey has it and tips it into the hands of Ilver. And Ilver just covers it up and gets it back to Lindsey. The Badgers are winning the hustle plays right now on the floor. Lindsey to Ilver. Step back, 3. Heat check. That one no good.
Coach Guard's about to lose his mind. There's been five or six shots early in the shot clock. Not at all what he wants, particularly when the team's making a run at you.
9:24 remaining. 5-point Badger lead. Kamara top of the circle. Left side, Elvis working against Lindsey. Has a dribble to use. Thought about a three. Now puts it on the floor. Driving. Jump stop inside the free throw line. Up and under, and somehow got it to fall off the glass with the right hand.
He is a scoring machine. He has got all kinds of shots.
He's got 14 of the 34 Dayton points. It's a 3-point Badger lead. They get it inside to Crowell. Back to the basket, into the corner. Ilver for three again. That one no good, and Holmes comes away with the rebound for Dayton. 37-34. Amseel underneath the Kamara. Lost the basketball, foul whistled against Wisconsin, and we've got a timeout on the floor. A lot of pace to this one right now.
Wisconsin needed that whistle. Get some subs in.
Up and down the floor the last couple of minutes. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Got plenty more coming your way. This is setting up to be an exciting finish. 8:45 remaining, 37-34 Wisconsin. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Sports is full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. The Orr Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 37-34, Badgers by three. 8:45 remaining in this game. It has been similar to what we thought. Badgers probably not real comfortable with the pace over the last 3 or 4 minutes, though.
And they've caused some of it by taking early shots. Badgers coming basically with a four-guard lineup with Carter Gilmer at the five. So this will be interesting how we can rebound with this lineup.
Hepburn, Asijan, Klesmith, Gilmore, and Jordan Davis on the floor right now for the Badgers. Kamara is at the free throw line as we come out of the timeout. It's a 3-point advantage for Wisconsin. Kamara has 4 points in this game, and the front end is no good. And the rebound goes to Klesmith for Wisconsin.
How would Coach Guard's going to want a lot of cutting with this group on the floor?
Asijan, deep three from the left side. That's off the front of the rim, no good. And Malachi Smith comes away with the basketball for Dayton, working against Hepburn. Driving to the top of the circle. And that gives to Kamara. Now Elvis, who's been the second-half scorer for Dayton, taken away by Asijan. Just jumped in front of that pass.
Really nice job defensively by Connor.
Hepburn walking it across half court here. He wants the Sejan to flash high. He does so, and now he'll drive left side with the left hand. Out to Gilmore, back to Hepburn, wide open for three, left it short. Here come the Flyers the other way. Elvis on the right wing, Gilmore out there defending him. Looking for Holmes inside, Sejan with a mismatch trying to defend him. He falls down for a second. Elvis kicks it out, Malachi Smith for three. That's too strong. Gilmore trying to find the basketball, but Elvis comes away with it. He's wide open, and he knocks down a two. At a foot over the line, he has 16 points in this game. It's a one-point Badger lead, 37-36. Here comes Chucky Hepburn the other way, 7:28 remaining in the game. Klesmet takes the basketball from Chucky. Now right wing, Jordan Davis with it. Gilmore with his back to the basket, working against Holmes. Puts out to Klesmet, and Klesmet is fouled by Amsiel after he put the ball on the floor with the left hand. And another timeout on the floor after the foul goes against Amsiel, his second of this game. 37-36, Badgers with